We're now going to start looking at Adam Smith's theory of value, and this starts in Book 1, Chapter 5. This chapter is called Of the Real and Nominal Price of Commodities, or of Their Price in Labor and Their Price in Money. This chapter and the one that follows, they're a little hard to come to terms with, because by the standards of modern economics, they're closer to being wrong or misguided rather than profound, like the previous chapters. So let's just try to take a look at what's going on here. But keep in mind, it really won't be possible to make Smith's argument perfectly commensurable with our best current understanding of economics. Smith serves up two quotations that I think are key to getting at what's going on in this chapter. To read the first one, "The real price of everything is the toil and trouble of acquiring it." Or here's another, "Labor is the ultimate and real standard by which the value of all commodities can at all times and places be estimated and compared." Now, the modern perspective is that there is no single measure that you might call the real price or the ultimate and real standard for comparing values over time. In neoclassical economics, there are simply relative prices, and there's nothing special about labor or, for that matter, corn or gold. There are simply price ratios which change over time. But it seems to me the way Smith is thinking of this is that we do need some final or ultimate measure of value in which to express all other things. And the one irreducible element here is something like the opportunity cost of human time or human labor, and that to Smith is the closest we have to some kind of non-corruptible constant standard. Again, I would note, it's simply hard for me as a modern economist to really quite exactly see the world through this lens. Of course, you can try giving Smith a read yourself on this. In this chapter, Smith does have good arguments as to why corn, or also silver or the precious metals, would not count as a constant standard or measure of value over time, and Smith is quite clear to point out that the value of silver itself changes greatly over time, especially as the supply increases. What's still puzzling, of course, is why he thinks that labor is somehow irreducible in a way that other economic commodities are not. In any case, now let's see how Smith is going to turn this emphasis on labor into a theory of both prices and costs.